This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
And Todd Gurley, as you all know, got cut from the Rams and signed a one-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons. Terrell Davis was asked about Todd Gurley, and he compared his injury to Todd Gurley's, and he says that they have similar injuries back in 99 that caused him to lose a permanent step. He goes, "I was never the same." That's what the Broncos legend said. Gurley tore his ACL in college at Georgia in 2014, but didn't have problems with the surgically repaired knee until 2019 when the Rams dealt with the arthritis. Gurley was still able to run on it, but he clearly wasn't the same guy, and following this past season, the Rams straight up cut him over the decline in his play. Fortunately for the tailback, the Falcons believe he still has some juice left. They signed him right away, but Davis tells us he's skeptical Gurley will be a premier running back again in the future. They said he had an arthritic knee. Davis, who tore his ACL playing for the Broncos in 99, and I said, "I've had that. I understand what that feels like." What happens is you feel like your knee, like you just have enough swelling in your knee, just enough to where it just doesn't stop you. It doesn't stop you from running, but you don't have the full flexibility or mobility, or you just feel like you're just a second slower, TD says. When you think about making a cut, it's like there's a signal from your brain to your knee. Is like it just comes just a fraction of a second too slow when your knee just doesn't respond to it, and that's what's happening for me. Don't get it twisted. Davis still thinks Todd has more than enough gas left in the tank to be effective NFL running back, but just worry about the prospects of TG returning to superstar status. If he could come out of this one year and have that attitude that, "I just want to prove everybody wrong," which I feel Todd will, he could have a really good year. And that's, you know what that is? That's Terrell Davis being nice and not really going all the way out saying what it is. And what we've watched for 2 years with Todd Gurley, he's not the guy anymore. It sucks because it's sad for us as football fans. You never want to see great players become average. But that's what Todd Gurley's become, an average player. And Todd Gurley's not average. Todd Gurley is a superstar caliber player. And if you can't play that way, which it's clear, the funny part is all these writers and the electronic media, they kept asking the coach about Gurley and his effectiveness or lack thereof, or why aren't you playing him? And they kept downplaying it. And now they end up cutting him, because they couldn't even trade him. Because everybody else in the league sees what the entire... This is why it's funny that, you know, they pick on the media, but it wasn't like the media was wrong here. They were asking all the right questions. They just weren't being honest. That's all. They were lying about his status.
Period. In hindsight, okay?
Yeah.
And it's always 2020. But you think about, like, going into the Super Bowl and his totally ineffectiveness and, you know, wasn't a no-show pretty much. How close that score was. If Gurley's Gurley.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No. They might. That's the difference of that game. Right. Well,
Goff is way better,
and,
too.
Exactly. Yes.
Goff can't be himself without Gurley.
No. And that's why when he got that contract, it's like, what in the hell were they thinking paying all that money to that guy when you saw how ineffective he was without Gurley?
Oh yeah, no,
you know,
that was stupid. Yeah, that was stupid.
But yeah, I think, man, if Gurley is Gurley,
yeah,
bro, New England doesn't have a Super Bowl. That one, and the Rams do.